Schneider he was gay and asked how progressive Disney would be. "We're open, tolerant, and very supportive of diversity," Schneider assured him. Ashman didn't seem entirely convinced. "It is the Walt Disney Company," he said, though he thought Eisner's decision to permit same-sex dancing at Disney World was a step in the right direction. After the modest success of Mouse Detective, animator Ron Clements revived his idea for the Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale, Little Mermaid. This time the animators produced a longer treatment of the story, which introduced a villain, Ursula, a giant sea witch, and a happy ending in which the mermaid becomes human and is united with Eric, her Prince Charming. Eisner and Katzenberg read the new version the same night they received it, and Katzenberg immediately recognized the new elements as Walt's prescription for the animated classics, good versus evil, overcoming odds to realize a dream, and a happy ending. "We've got to do this," Katzenberg enthused to Eisner the next morning. Splash was now safely in the distant past, and Katzenberg and Eisner gave some thought to developing Mermaid as a live-action project. Writer Michael Christopher, who'd won a Pulitzer Prize for his play The Shadow Box, briefly worked on a script, but Clements persuaded Katzenberg to give him and John Musker a shot at the script. Geffen, meanwhile, kept insisting to Katzenberg that Ashman was a genius and that Disney should find more work for him. So, in 1986, Katzenberg and Schneider met with Ashman and showed him some of the animated projects in development, including Little Mermaid, which was the script that captured Ashman's interest. Ashman and his composing partner, Alan Menken, commuted weekly from New York to California and claimed an office next door to Clements and Musker at the Animation Warehouse in Glendale. Less extroverted and acerbic than Ashman, Menken had grown up in suburban New Rochelle, New York, and composed and sang commercial jingles while writing more ambitious musical scores. His first collaboration with Ashman was for a 1979 WPA production of God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater, which led to Little Shop. They and the animators darted in and out of one another's offices, trying new ideas. Ashman had the idea to structure the opening sequence as an underwater montage, for which he and Menken wrote the song Fathoms Below. He proposed staging Under the Sea as a jubilant calypso number. Ashman transformed Ursula into a raspy-voiced, overweight octopus who sashays through the film in a sleeveless black gown, a character modeled on Divine, the transvestite star of Hairspray, Female Trouble, and other cult movie hits, far removed from the Disney canon. Ashman wanted the crab Sebastian to be a wisecracking Trinidadian. The character of Sebastian let the writers bring comedy into the script and allowed Menken to write songs that were clever pastiches of calypso and reggae tunes, just as Little Shop had recycled 1950 pop styles. Katzenberg was dazzled by Ashman's knowledge of theater and music, and especially his familiarity with the Disney canon. It seemed that everything Katzenberg had struggled to learn in his long hours in the Disney archives, Ashman already knew. Ashman naturally dominated the process. Animators often saw him hovering over Menken at the piano, showing him how to adapt the melodies to his lyrics. The animators thought of Ashman as the John Lennon to Menken's Paul McCartney.